Welcome back to the Rant and Rave podcast, a production of Rogue Machine Theater. I'm your host, Sarah Fenton. Quick reminder off the top that our annual fundraising gala is at the end of April. We're trying something new this year. We're moving our silent auction online so that it's open to our supporters around the country and around the world. Details on the gala and the online auction can be found at roguemachinetheater.com. If you tuned in last week, you know that this month we're telling stories of adventure. This week, we take a trip overseas to Cognac, France, where a night out with locals doesn't quite end up as expected. Here's Ron Batita to introduce this week's writer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to Rogue Machine's Rant and Rave. Anastasia Kuhn is an actor and movement coach, happily living in Los Angeles. Thank you, Amy Lynn and Fentanova, for your support tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Anastasia Kuhn.
All right, it's January in the year 2000, and I've been traveling in Eastern Europe and Italy for almost a year. Just before I run out of money, I find a job. This British couple named John and Amanda run an organic farm in a tiny village in southern France. They give me my own room in their stone farmhouse. I've been working on the farm for about a month when Amanda says, "Our neighbor Lorraine is coming over today." I'm excited to meet somebody new. Lorraine is 21, has dirty blonde hair, and eyes like Shirley MacLaine, which I like. Turns out, Lorraine is totally not my type. She's straight. So I'm thinking, well, this will be a nice friend. We start taking long afternoon walks across the farmland after she gets off work in Cognac down the road. Yeah, Cognac is where they grow the grapes to make cognac. Lorraine invites me over to meet her family. She lives up the road with her Aunt Emma, Uncle Spencer, and their two kids. On my next evening off, I borrow a burgundy Datsun from Amanda and John. I drive over and I meet Uncle Spencer, who's gregarious and friendly. Aunt Emma, who's more serious, and their shy son and daughter, who look about 12 or 13. We sit in the living room having drinks. We watch French MTV and Beavis and Butthead comes on in French, and I get totally homesick. Spencer pulls out their family photo albums to show me. Their family albums are filled with pictures of the five of them on vacation. This is all really normal so far, except for they're all naked in the pictures. They're at a barbecue with other people, naked. They're on a hike with day packs, hiking sticks, and boots, still naked. It turns out that Lorraine's family are nudists. They came to France because there are so many wonderful naturist communities and events. I'm feeling a little bit caught off guard, but I don't want them to think that I'm judgmental, so I just take it in stride. I'm told that usually we'd be sitting around watching French MTV and drinking while nude, except that it's really cold right now in the dead of winter. I'm really glad it's cold, so I don't have to be naked while watching TV with a family I just met. But I'm really glad to be hanging out with other people who also speak English, and the drink is warming me up. A couple days go by, and Lorraine and I are out on one of our long walks. I mention that I have a chronic health issue with my lady plumbing, and she says, "Oh, my Uncle Spencer is a healer. He can help you with that." So I think, great, free healthcare. You should know I'm a sucker for alternative healing modalities. Plus, I don't have insurance. The next night, I'm driving over for the healing ritual. It's really cold. I can see my breath in the Datsun. I'm excited, driving really fast. I arrive and we all chat in the kitchen for a while. I'm given a glass of wine and Spencer rubs my shoulders to begin the relaxation process. We go upstairs into Spencer and Emma's room. It's dark, but there are a few candles lit and moonlight is coming in from the window. They all take off their clothes. Because since they're nudists, they're more comfortable that way. They get into a waterbed the size of a football field. It goes Lorraine, me, Spencer, Emma. The kids are asleep in their own room. I'm told Spencer is going to enter my energy field on the cellular level. But it's freezing cold, so I wait to get under the covers before I take my clothes off. I keep my panties on because I am not a nudist. Spencer puts his hand on my belly, the source of all my troubles, and goes into a trance so he can tell me my past lives. First, I'm a girl in 1600s Belgium, working as a cook's scullery maid. I go to the barn to get more vegetables. I cut through the stable and bump into the stable boy. We're drawn to each other, and we fall into the hayloft, kissing passionately. And I'm overwhelmed with feelings I've never felt before. Then, I'm a young male Jewish student in 18th century Prague. And the girl selling Viennese sausages raises a fire in my loins. We sneak behind the castle and make love on the banks of the river Vltava. And so on. Spencer goes through about 5 different stories. In every time period and exotic European locale, I'm young and on the verge of a sexual awakening. This is all very entertaining, but it's about 3 o'clock in the morning now, and I'm getting sleepy and not feeling much of a change in my ovaries. I don't know if Emma and Lorraine are still awake when all of a sudden, Spencer starts thrashing his head back and forth, and he mumbles, "Yes, yes, I know, she's it, she's the one." Then he reaches over me and goes between Lorraine's legs and wipes a symbol on my forehead with her wetness. I realize something is very wrong. And I get really quiet. Spencer's still thrashing his head back and forth, and he's mumbling. He rolls over and puts my boob in his mouth. And then he lets go and lies back on his back. Now I'm concerned. I'm not scared. I don't feel threatened, but I have this keen sense that something is very wrong here. I can't think of anything else to do, so I pretend to be asleep. Spencer quiets down and moves away from me. About half an hour later, Spencer whispers over me to Lorraine, "You're right. I think she's the one." And Lorraine says, "Yes, I think so too." And then Spencer says, "I never thought I'd cuddle a gay." Well, that just is totally annoying. So reductive and patronizing. Now I'm pissed. But I stay really still. I lie awake until they get up at 6, put on their clothes, and leave for work. I get in the car, and I drive back to my farm. The next afternoon, Aunt Emma shows up and says she wants to take me out for coffee, that I probably have some questions. She's being super stern and serious, and I'm shaking. I'm so nervous. It just feels like there's some sickness here. We go to a cafe, and Emma, who's always been very quiet, tells me this. Their family is one of 7 families left on the planet Earth whose purpose is to save the world from destruction. They are guided by aliens who communicate with them from another planet. She can't say which one. Spencer. Only Spencer receives the communication directly, and then he tells the family what the aliens want them to do. Emma explains that sometimes the aliens make requests that we humans may not understand. But we are like children, and only the parent knows what's best for the child. Part of what the aliens guide the family to do is to be sexual with each other all together. Then she says that Lorraine had sensed that I have the special powers too and will be able to serve the aliens and help save the world. So that's why they've gone through an exploratory ritual with me. So Emma says, "Do you want to join us in our work?" I'm screaming inside. This is such scary bullshit. Spencer has created his own cult, his own little fiefdom, and you've all fallen for it. But I'm also really, really scared. I don't know what he's capable of and what how he might convince the family to come after me. I tell her I have a lot to think about before I can make a decision. She replies that actually, I don't have a choice. Now that I've been told about their mission, she can't be responsible if I refuse to join them and the aliens punish me. Something bad will also happen to me if I tell anyone about the aliens and Emma's family. I tell her I'll give it some thought, and she takes me back to my farmhouse. That night, I am so scared I can't sleep. There aren't any locks on the door to the farmhouse or to my room. I have visions of the whole family coming after me with knives. The next day I speak with Amanda, the British woman, and she feels there's nothing we can do. Lorraine is of legal age, and what will we tell the French police? There's alien-worshipping incestuous nudists up the road? I am scared, broke, and completely lost. I can't stay in that house, and I don't have the energy to get another job somewhere else. I pack my backpack, take a train to Paris, a plane to the U.S., and in my first year back, I'm still so scared that I only tell two friends. And now I've told you. Thank you.
That was Anastasia Kuhn on Adventure. Thanks so much for listening, and join us next week when we go on another adventure into and out of the closet. Rant and Rave, the podcast, is a production of Rogue Machine Theater. Our executive producers are John Polono and myself, Sarah Fenton. Our guest co-producer this month is Mary Jo Smith. Series producer is Daniel Goodman. Webmaster is Amanda Maurer. And our podcast theme music is by Heartbreak and Nadestrom. I'm Sarah Fenton. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.